All right, here we go. Everybody ready? Session two. Nick Payne. Nick Payne.
Thank you. Okay, now, so we go naman to the second phase of this workshop, which is to understand, ito, quickly we'll just go through it, just to reiterate lang the benefits of project management. Of course, at the end of the day, for the business or for the organization or for our church, it's about really increasing the success of ensuring that project is implemented. First and foremost, that's the reason. But why do we still have to go through these charts? Why do we have to go through these meetings? Why do we have to go through defining who are the people that we have to communicate to be aligned with this project? It's all about increasing the success of that project. Otherwise, why bother go to a project pa if you don't really want it to succeed naman? Okay? Of course, at the end of the day, in organizations like our organization, like Victory, we want to make sure standardized. The way you manage project in the fort should be the same as the way you manage in Alabang, Malate, or even in the countryside churches. Okay, so it's all about having that standardized perspective and approach in managing. Okay, because I'm sure sometimes you will have cross-functional or cross-church projects. You know, like participants from countryside and from the city churches, they would be part of a project. So at least in sync sila. They know that, you know, this is the way we manage and follow through a certain project. Of course, for the people, for part of the team, it's an opportunity to be exposed cross-functionally. Like in our organization, this is the way where we really upskill our people. Okay, like hindi yung forever box in ka na operations ka lang the whole time. So if you're part of a cross-functional team or a special project, or in city we call it the dream team, or you know the team wherein you get to expose in another aspect, it's a career advancement for you. Kasi you get to, number one, networking. You'll be part of a team wherein the boss of the other group is there. So if that person says, "Wow, I like the way Carlos works," So mukhang, do you have a knack for marketing also? Maybe in 2 years you can put it as part of your developmental plan. Okay? Kasi right now I can see you have that making of a good brand manager. So you have to, you look at it as in that light. Na hindi lang siya para lang, sige, para matapos ito, get some people, join that. So purposely, as a supervisor, you also think, who are the people best, you know, suited to be part of that project? Para there's a value for them. It's not just value to have the project, you know, get it over and done with. You make sure na after that project, may value pa rin sa kanya. Next, it also enhances your project management skills. Like for me personally, this is my takeaway. I started with collections. Pero for 6 months, I've been calling people, you know, educating people. Because 1992, that was the time that we just introduced it, a credit card in the Philippines. So people were not yet educated on the use of credit card. So when they use credit card, they thought every month they have 50,000 pesos. They didn't know that the moment that you use it, that's already used up credit line. So every month I have to collect and I have to educate them. Not that, ma'am, yeah, I know that you're an affluent person, you're special, but you know, this is the way you use credit card. When you have 50,000, it doesn't mean every month may 50,000 ka. Okay? So it enhances because after 6 months, got bored collecting. So that's the time that I moved to finance. So for 2 years, I've been in admin and finance. So it helped a lot. The way I manage, year-end accrual, financial accrual system, year-end, special projects. So it increased my competency and my skills because I get to meet other people from other groups, from other countries, from other region. So for me, it increased that networking, at the same time communication and influencing. So it's definitely a good upskilling for your staff or for yourself. So here are the key roles when you are part of a project management team. So dapat it should be defined. It can't mean that all of you are taking on the same role. You know, it should be defined. Number one, there should always be the project manager. At the end of the day, that person should be accountable to that project. It could be some projects, there could be co-project managers, so it's possible if it's really very, very big. But ideally, there should really be one point person who's really very accountable and responsible in that project. So he or she ensures that the project objectives are met. He or she is a single point of contact. Like for example, if there would be an executive meeting and they would ask someone to give an update, then definitely that person should be the person who will update the executive committee about the status or the progress or the milestones. Okay? And of course, that person oversees the whole deliverables, the achievement of the deliverables. And lastly, ito very important, that person should be accountable in managing the risks or the issues that are coming along the way in the implementation of the project. Okay? So in every project, there will always be issues and risks involved. Always remember that. Okay? So there's no project that there's no issue or risk involved. Simple project like wedding, what are the key risks involved there? Ulan. Or suddenly, one of the partners will back out. Diba? Or, you know, someone suddenly, one of the in-laws will have a prima donna attitude. Diba? Yeah, that was my experience 2 weeks ago. So I hosted a wedding. So one of the in-laws suddenly nag-tantrum. So, yung mga ganyan. So you have to be aware in certain projects, issues may definitely, right? Sabi nga nila, ano yan? Murphy's Law? So always prepare, Murphy's Law, di ba? Like for example, you know, conference. Like suddenly, biglang yung microphone, hindi na umandar. You know, somebody singing, and then mga ganyan. So always be prepared that there's a contingency. Or even the budget. Sometimes you forecasted certain budget, but inflation, or suddenly the oil prices in the world market increased, di ba? So the initial budget mo, it's insufficient pala. Right? So, project sponsor, this one I really strongly, highly recommend. Always to have a project sponsor. Okay? So, dapat it should be clear who is the project sponsor. Because number one, he is the one who provides the business case. Okay? So, bakit ba kailangan magkaroon ng event na to? Why is a singles retreat important? Why is a couples retreat important? Why do you have to put it in your calendar every year? Okay? Because otherwise, if the sponsor, for example, in a local church, the pastor doesn't believe in the retreat, you know, why you push it? Because they will never, you know, give the envelope to you to say, announce it on Sundays or, you know, get sponsors, right? So sponsor is very, very integral to the success of your project manager, of your project, pala. So they secure and champion the business support. They will be the one who will talk to the other churches. Oh, you know, my family life head is doing this couples retreat in Tagaytay. Maybe join church tayo. Oh, Pastor, enough already, join them. Pastor Pastor Ariel, maybe it's a three church thing. More fun. So what do you think? So dapat meron nagsusponsor. There should be a project sponsor who will sponsor that. They will also be the one providing inputs on the objectives or the scope of the project. So they have the power to say, okay, outscope yan, remove that from the action items list. All right, I think it still lacks this one because, you know, we're going to have anniversary. Why not put this flyer also about the anniversary? Something like that. Okay? And of course, they have the ultimate authority on the project decisions. It's the project sponsor who has the right to say, stop the project. Okay, continue the project. Let's have a phase two. I like that. Okay, or let's transport that process. You know, let's make it the other countries copy that project also. Okay, go to that country, share to them what happened here in Manila. Let Singapore also copy that one. So in our church context, could be Pastor Steve, could be someone from the executive. So they will be the one who will be sharing. Oy, I like the way Philippines did this one. You know, I like the way they did the conference in Manila. Let's do that conference also in Nashville. Something like that. Okay? So, kaya, your sponsor is very, very critical. Next, of course, the project team. Ah, yes, Gans.
So,
annyeonghaseyo. Yeah, Meron.
Test. Given the size of some of our churches, which are relatively small, is it possible, and has it happened, that a project manager and a project sponsor can be the same person?
Yes, can be.
And are there pros and cons when that happens?
Well, of course, the pros there, madali na yung, it's easy to solicit the approval because the project sponsor is the project manager, right? Yeah. Yeah, I like it, yes, right?
Where does accountability come in and all that?
I'm sorry, that?
Like the accountability of it also.
Of course, the accountability is there.
I set my own Precisely. Budget, I approve everything, you know.
Precisely. Sometimes there are delays kasi if you have separate project manager versus the project sponsor. And sometimes like project sponsor may be out of the country or, I don't know, mandatory leave or whatever. Sometimes may delays na ganon. Unless naka-blackberry sila that they have to reply immediately. So sa amin, in city, that's the way. That's why me, I don't like blackberries because it really enslaves me to my bosses. Eh, diba? So ganun din. So you have to, the project sponsor is really very important. Kasi it makes the implementation faster. Diba? Especially if you're meeting deadlines. So it's good. Okay? So cons lang nun, ano ba? For me, kasi personally, I always, parang it worked for me. It's an advantage talaga. Siguro disadvantage, ano ba disadvantage? I don't see any disadvantage personally eh. I don't, unless you can think of any disadvantages na ang project manager, project sponsor din. Kasi it makes makes things faster or easier. Yes, Dex?
So for example, in my case, I'm like Gans, I'm the sponsor and the manager, but at the same time, I'm still answerable to my pastors.
Then are you the sponsor then? Kung answerable ko to someone.
Ganun pa rin, doesn't
then
really
you're
apply.
Not the project sponsor.
Okay.
Yes, Lynn.
I think the one disadvantage of having the project manager and the project sponsor be the same person is sometimes it's really key to have an outside perspective, because this is something that I ran into because I'm often both. But when I'm able to get input from someone like Pastor Steve or Pastor Joey, they have different considerations than I do. So but it's difficult because I can't get them to be the project sponsor because they're not accessible enough. And so, but it's, to me, that's the one downside of it, is that you can tend to be a little bit too, you know, tunnel focused, and you may not see potential risks or potential downsides, or that this is, you know, gonna take you off focus or that type of thing. So I think to me, that's the only downside.
Downside, yeah. Okay, that's good. Although you can also address those issues or concerns by sometimes in a project, you also define subject matter experts, meaning they're not really sponsors or they're not really part of the team, but you invite them to give ideas. You're like, how do you do it in Singapore? How do you do it? Something like that. So they may not necessarily be project sponsors, but you get to give them the platform, the avenue to share ideas that may not be within your scope currently. Okay, so that's also a good opportunity. Of course, the project team members are the stakeholders. When you say stakeholders, are the people who has a stake on that project. Those who will be impacted or those who will be affected by that project. They could be part of the team or they could be the receiving and the receiving end. Like for example, in process migrations, so they may be the staff who will now be using that new process that you've migrated. So they are the stakeholders. Or they could be the part of the team. So that's why they're stakeholders, because it's really improving whatever they have. Or they will be the one enjoying that retreat or that event or that product that you're developing. Okay? So you just make sure lang that stakeholder really has, you know, relevant input to that project. Or sila mismo, since sila will also share what could be the impact to them. Okay, because you don't want to come up with a project, implement it, and then suddenly after you've turned it over or after you've finished it, and the feedback of the people or those who will be receiving it, they'll say, this is not relevant. Why did you change? Why are we still moving towards this thing? Why is this event implemented? It's not part of our vision. Is it really making disciples? Is it honoring God? Why are we having this kind of retreat? Or why are we having this kind of, you know, reaching out activity? Is it within our scope as a church or as an organization? Something like that. Okay? And of course, certain organizations, like in my company, we have a specific project management office. Because in a big company, you have to make sure everything is standardized. So this is like the unit that is the repository of all the projects being managed or handled across all the 160 countries where we are in. So that's why we have our global project management office in New York. So what they do every now and then, they would give us, you know, new technologies, new tools, and updates on the key priority projects all over the world. Kasi we're also managing resources all over the world. So ganun din, if this is something applicable to you, ang kagandahan nito, the advantage is that you get to standardize the way you do project management here in the organization. Okay, so it just basically drives all the projects. It keeps the priority list. Like if we have budget for the start of the year, we know already certain percentage are within certain projects. And we define the standards and lay out the governance standards, meaning what are the guidelines that you have to be aware of if you are part of a project team. And lastly, it provides coaching and train-the-trainer sessions to the potential project managers. So more of for structured organizations. So later on, if you feel that this is something that you know would add value to our church, then this is also a team that you can develop here. Oh, apologies. Medyo I think the colors are not compatible. But anyways, this is the project management life cycle. But if you look at your participants' manuals, nandiyan naman siya, naka-highlight naman siya. So we have here basically the traditional project management life cycle. So I'm sure some of you are familiar with this one. So at least maganda dito, take away lang natin dito, IPEC. IPEC. So when you manage a project, what's your IPEC? Parang APEC. Ito naman, IPEC. What's your IPEC? Okay? So basically, the stages of this project management involves four stages. The first stage is what we call the initiation. This is where you start off defining the case why you have to have this project. This is where you identify your project sponsors and your project team, including, of course, your project manager. This is also where you do the project charter. Ito na yung sinasabi ko na you lay down already the constraints, the possible constraints, and the three components that you have to address in this project. The second stage is what we call the planning. This is now where you define the scopes, the requirements. This is now where you identify the success metrics. What could be the milestones that you have to check? Is the project on time? Or the deliverables of the project being met? Or may mga areas na talagang it shows already that the project is doomed to fail? Yeah. This is where also you initiate the project kickoff meeting. So this is just to formalize that we are part of the team and these are our goals and this is our sponsor. Because sometimes the danger of just emailing someone, oh, this is our project, huh? So just do this, just do that. Sometimes the communication is incomplete. So better if there is really a face-to-face project kickoff meeting. So for us, that's really a must. There should always be a kickoff meeting. Diba? So that's where you really present to them that this is the project that we are in. So everybody are aware that this is the team that you're going to be part of and you're accountable with, and this is the deliverable that we're supposed to deliver. And that's a time also where you get to get their consensus and at the same time their agreement. Ano, are you really in or are you just pushed by your supervisor? Kasi that's the time that you can validate if that person is really committed and passionate to be part of the team. Otherwise, if you sense na that person is not the right person, then talk to the supervisor right away. You know, pull him out. I don't think he will be a value added to the team, or he will also feel it valuable for him to join the team. The next is what we call the execution. Of course, this is now where you execute the planned action items. This is now where you review constantly the progress. This is now where you transition to operations or normalization, especially if you're dealing about process migrations or engineering or change management. Yan yung nag-normalize na tayo or nag-establish na tayo. And of course, lastly, always, sabi nga natin, project has an end, a beginning and an end, so there should always be a closure in every project. Okay, just like in mission teams, I always make sure that in my mission team, we always come up with a post missions report submitted to Pastor Jap. Okay? Kasi that's my closure eh. That means lahat ng learnings ng mission team namin nandun. Kasi the benefit is for the next mission team, alam nila yung learnings. Oh, next time when I go to Israel, ayoko ng ganito. Oh, next time when I go to Israel, I have to remember because this is what next team learned eh. Alright? So pictures, something like that. So if you are going to be a leader of a mission team, always ensure you have this one. So ako, this is what I always require. For my team, we will not close until you give me your pictures, until you give me your learnings, and I will consolidate everything because I'm accountable to Pastor Jap and to Pastor Jonathan and Pastor June. Okay. Something like that. So, ganun din sa projects ninyo. Kasi they entrusted you with their using the name of Victory. You're gonna be soliciting, you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna be using the Victory premises for your meetings.
right? So you're carrying the brand. So be responsible. In our company, we call it the franchise risk. Okay? We will tarnish the risk of Citi all over the world if we are not accountable with it. Kaya we want to make sure accountable kami. In our church context, who are you accountable with? To God, of course, right? That's why I always tell, ako pag sa mission team, I always tell my team, you know what? The money that you're soliciting, you know, you have to be responsible to God. So part of being responsible is do your closure report. Okay? Kasi they're going to say, Nick, I already uploaded in the Facebook. Yes, but what did you put in the Facebook picture of cute guys and cute women? Is that missions? No way. So we have to have a closure. So that's the part of the closure. Okay? So documentation, it may be, you know, trabaho, tapos na eh. It's done na eh. Why do you have to close pa? The benefit is because you're accountable to someone or to your organization. Number two, you want to make sure that the learnings from that project, you pass on to the next project. Next time, you may be part of that project again. Right? And then you review, last time I did this project. Oh, I've learned that next time I don't want to deal with this vendor because this vendor really sucks. Next time talagang cheap nga siya pero talagang the food, the quality is really not within the Victory standards. So ganun lagi yung perspective natin. That's how closure is necessary. Okay? And of course, in between the planning and the execution, very important here is the monitoring and control. In the old traditional project management approach or life cycle, monitoring and control is a separate stage. It's on the third stage actually. But in this new traditional version, it's embellished na between the planning and execution. Because it's like, you know, planning pa lang, you try to monitor already and control. That's why you have reports, that's why you have Gantt charts, that's why you have the logs, the audit trails, because we want to make sure that everything is within your control. Okay, ayaw natin na, we don't want it na the project ends and then you know already the risks and the issues coming and then you didn't do anything about it. So that's why you embellish already or you put already the monitoring and control parallel na siya with your planning and execution stage. Okay, so we'll go through those stages right now. So of course, there are certain skills, sabi ko nga, project management is not just about tools. It's not just about PERT CPM, Gantt chart, you know, all of this PRINCE2 system. Because right now, you know, in the internet, you can see a lot of softwares available for project management. Various tools, okay, Agile, Scrum, so dami. But at the end of the day, you just have to know your basic framework, and you just have to know, of course, your skill, people skills, or your soft skills na tinatawag natin. So what are the soft skills that is very important? Number one, in terms of the initiation and the planning stage, relationship building is very important. Tama ba? Diba? So this is the time that you are, remember stages of team development? You have the forming and the storming. Yeah. So before you move on to the norming and the performing, dapat, you know, you have to manage conflicts, you have to know the distinct, personalities, communication styles, how they, you know, go through a team. So that's why relationship building is very important at the start of the project management. So ikaw rin, as a leader, you have to really know who should be part of my team, who should go inside my bus. Okay? Kasi otherwise, you know, why will you, you know, bear the 3 months of meeting with people that you know who are not in sync with you or not within your objectives, diba? So there's so many people, 7 billion, right? So choose the right people who will be part of your team. Okay? So there will always, you always have the choice. And you just have to have relationship building, communication skills. Bro, I see your passion and excitement. But unfortunately, itong project na to, bro, this is really geared towards this direction. Are you willing to, you know, something like that? So you have to talk talaga. You can't help it. Sometimes in the church, diba, they would volunteer. Join. Right? So again, be firm. You know, you have to know your scope, objectives, and communicate. Okay, bro, there's another project team. Maybe that one mas suitable ka doon. I think doon lalabas talaga your skills and your, you know, your talents, your value. You know? Diba? So be upfront. Diba? Kasi minsan talaga nakakaano, ano ba naman to, bro? Diba? Okay ba yan? Nagde-decline-decline ka? Eh, project to eh. Accountable ka eh. Hindi ko pwedeng, hindi to barkadahan lang. I always tell them. You know, this is not just, you know, for fun. You know, this involves people with competence and expertise on this specific project. We have an objective. We want to come up with a video, right? What if that person doesn't have the skill to create a video or creative, diba? So, so we have to really, relationship building is very important. And of course, diba, you're gonna be asking extra time from them. You know, so you have to communicate well. Oh, we're gonna have a meeting every first Monday of the month. So I hope, you know, you can talk to your wives and to your kids that you're gonna be late for 3 hours. Something like that, right? Or maybe sometimes, you know, worst comes to worst, you know, if the budget will really be, you know, we have to shell out personal money. Sometimes, diba, it involves like that. Okay, so you just have to make sure you know how to do, you know, put relationship building in these stages. Lobbying and influencing, why is this necessary? In your experiences, Cricket?
Yeah, especially to get the apostolic board.
Precisely. Of course.
I have another answer now.
Kasi recorded.
Kasi recorded. No, to be able to get the senior pastors involved and for the project on set, we want to present to them, get a buy-in, and actually state the case for support, why we want to do this project, and the benefits in the long run.
Correct. Because at in this stage then, this is where you will be able to also get to, make timpla, how do you say that? To see if the sponsor will really support you. Okay? Because if you're going to put all the projects there, and then, you know, here you are, Eager Beaver, I have so many projects. And then the sponsors will, okay, diba? So it's gonna be useless. I remember last year when I came back from Singapore, so I presented to our CEO here. So he's an Australian. He's very straightforward. So what are you presenting? I'm presenting a training for the people. You know that people is my last priority this year, right? So, dun pala, alam mo na kaagad. Okay, so what's the point of presenting? Thank you for your time. I have to go, I have to leave. Right? So, because you have to ensure that you're not wasting your time and the people's time and the resources of the organization. So, lobbying, influencing pa lang, wala na, then don't proceed anymore. Okay? Because sometimes, like in my case before, you know, usually we do planning for the church. Oh, let's have retreat, singles retreat, couples retreat, youth retreat. So, lahat na nandyan. So, in family life na lang, we have so many. You know, Valentine's, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Ha! Do you have so many people to do that, to do those stuff? Then Nixon had to say, no, dalawa na lang, let's have two. Valentine's and couples retreat, that's it. Okay? Or if you want Christmas party, oh, sige, Christmas, family Christmas. Okay? So you just have to make sure, you know, when you present a project, or you're part of a project, or you decide on a project, lobbying, influencing, very important. If you feel strongly about it, then you have to really lobby it, influence them. You know, bro, we really need this.
Yan. You have to do it one by one you have to start influencing one by one. Mm. And then when the big meeting comes, they're all on your side.
Correct. That's where politics in the organization comes in. Okay? Now let's move on. Now from initiation, planning, execution, closure, ito naman, of course, very important. We have to sustain the stakeholders and the support of the sponsor. Remember, it's the whole stage. Huh? It's not just here at the beginning. Because some sponsors, okay, go, 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 sige, I'll support you. But when you're already here, facing risks, facing issues, wala na, hands off na sila. Okay, so ngayon, you as a project manager, you have to make sure talaga, you know, update them every now and then. You have to keep, you know, emailing them or, bro, every Monday can I discuss with you this progress? Diba? Rather than, you know, every 2 months mo lang siya imi-meet, patapos na, the deadline is about, you know, to come. And then you're gonna say, bro, we have an issue. No more budget. Yeah? And suddenly, you know, what will happen? The immediate support that you needed, wala na, elapsed already. So that's why here, sponsor, stakeholder support, very important. So communications is very important. Regular communications is very important. Regular updates, whether it's milestones, whether it's risks, whether it's challenges, always update them. Okay? And of course, listening and understanding concerns. Sabi ko nga, di ba? In every project, there will always be risks that will come up. So understanding, okay? Escalating, yan. One point that I have to always share with you, escalating. Especially in our company, yan ang, that's what we always train our people. Escalate, escalate. If ever you see something, don't hide it under the table, escalate right away. It's very important. So for us, because in an American company, it's very, very, it's natural eh. You escalate right away. That's why if you notice right now in the crisis, 2008, the world crisis, but the European banks, they never escalated it right away. They had to, you know, keep it under wraps and say, no, we're okay, we're fine. But now, look at the pigs countries. Portugal, you know, Italy, Greece, they're now experiencing it. Unlike American banks, 2008, we have to raise right away. We are in need, you know, close this bank or, you know, help us. Escalate right away. That's the beauty of escalating it right away. You get to attend to the issue immediately rather than you feel it after so many years. Okay? So that's important in terms of your managing your life cycle or life stages. So let's move on quickly. So tama-tama. Initiation, the first stage. So here, sabi nga natin, this is the first stage in your framework. IPEC, you know, when you are part of a project management team or you are a project manager, always remember, what's my IPEC? My IPEC, letter I, is my initiation. How do I go with my initiation? So first, I have to always ensure that there is a definite business case. Okay? So the business case is, you know, a Relay Foundation time to have the race. So that means that that's my case. Okay? It's given. You know, the management executive board knows that. That once a year we will have this because this is part of our vision of honoring God and making disciples through the Race for Life. Something like that. Okay? So that's my tip. You always latch it or lodge it to your strategic focus. Because in my case, in our case, in my company, we will always go back to our mission statement. We will always go back to our strategies for the year. If it's not related there, scrap. Definitely, if I'm the project manager, I have to look for what's the connection of this project to any of our vision statement. What is the connection of my project to any of the key focus for this year? Okay, so maybe in victory, will this honor God? Will this make disciples? Okay, kung hindi, wag na lang. Diba? So it's easier for you to develop or have the business case. And I'm sure your leaders will definitely have that, you know, oh nga, no? Yeah, it's good, it's aligned. So never propose something that is really not aligned. Okay? Unless the leaders change the vision and the strategy. Alright? So maybe they'll go to a different ano now. Ganon. Of course, initiation stage, identify who's your sponsor. Kaya nga, it's very important. Lobby right away, influence right away. Bro, we're coming up with this project. So what do you think? If you feel that pastor is really, good idea. It's aligned with our, ano. Bro, can you be our project sponsor? Diba next Tuesday, there's going to be a senior pastor's meeting. Can you raise the idea? I already talked to Pastor June and Pastor Jonathan. They're okay. So what do you think? Right? So that's now you identify potential project sponsors and of course your project manager. And then of course, this is now where you determine the funding and the resources. Kasi diba, as you lobby with the potential sponsor, you already tell them what is the potential resources that will be needed. Yeah? So like, bro, we're thinking of setting up a church plant in Israel. So Tel Aviv. So medyo 6 months doon. Kailangan natin ng ano, full-time church planters. I've spoken to Bobby and Nehemia. I think they're okay. They want to go. So, and also Pastor Jude is gung-ho. So she wants to join also the Israel team. Yung mga ganon. So you already slowly get already ideas who would buy in and slowly what are the resources needed. Kasi if you escalate it, Pastor Jun would say, okay, oh, sige, it's good. It's Palestine or Israel. It's within Asia. It's within our coverage. Now, who will be the church planter? Is there going to be a full-time couple or a full-time leader there? Before I say go, ayoko nang, I don't want there na short-term lang. I want someone who will really be there. So something like that. So as you go through the project sponsor, you also identify the necessary resources or funding needed. Yes, Dex.
really quick lang. When you stop, when...
Hello? When do you stop escalating?
Me personally, I never stop escalating. In my organization, especially in a bank, you know, trust and integrity is very important. If we see that someone is already, you know, doing fraud or, you know, there's something wrong with the process that will impact our clients, us, we're trained, escalate it right away. And we have certain level of escalations. You know, first level would be your supervisor, next level would be HR, ethics committee, something like that. So for us, for me personally, for project management, I think it's good na I was trained in that environment, escalate right away.
I meant in terms of when it comes to funding, when it comes to, like, if my direct boss says I'm iffy about it, do I still have to go up to, like, my senior pastor? Did I start to talk to all my other pastors and sell it to them?
Who is
I feel, because, like, for example, I feel very strongly about the project, and I say, Chief, what do you think about this? And he goes like, So I go like, all right. I just go straight to Pastor Ariel, or should I talk to Pastor Sonny, Pastor?
What's the, I don't know because the norm of escalation here in the office, because like in my company, we're trained to be like that, very open. If you feel something, if your supervisor's not listening to you, escalate it to this next level, go to New York, email New York. So I don't know here, maybe you follow whatever is the norm here in the church, in this office. Yes, Gigi. It's good to open up this one, you know, but at least within your context, you can follow the norm.
I think we're also very open. The only thing I would add in this case is, for example, your direct supervisor would say no. He say, you know, I really feel strongly about this. Would you mind if we present this to Pastor Ariel or Pastor Sunny or whoever it is, but never keep him or her out of
the last, loop. Yeah, very
it's
good.
Not for politics, it's just, you know, we just want to be open, and in the process you actually might, you know, be able to convince that person then.
And you don't want it to happen okay, your boss, I mean your direct supervisor said no, and then you went to another and then during the meeting that person opened up, and then of course your pastor or your supervisor will be put on the spot. I thought we already talked about it, how come, you know? So at least it's good. I think that's a good suggestion, Gigi.
I just have one question related to that. Escalating, because in our ministry, you know, our pastors are very focused on the spiritual activities like that. So sometimes we as administrators feel, you know, we might just be bothering them. It's just like, you know, even sometimes if you tell them, it's like, okay, just figure it out like that. So when, what would be your, so you know, you don't want to waste someone's time also, or
and
know,
others would have an idea on that one before I give my idea. So if you feel that, you know, as an admin officer, that's your role to sift already or to screen out things that would be a bother to your pastors because their focus is really more on the spiritual growth of the church. So what do you think? What would be your suggestions? Before I give my personal suggestion. Bro, ikaw do, Ado. Ah, sige. Ikaw, Carlos.
That's the point.
Yeah.
No, but I was going to comment, actually, yung first thing, Dexter, but I think it's the same thought. I think there's a timing to ideas.
Timing, good.
I think there's a timing to ideas in general. Like this, I'm glad we do annual strategic planning. So it gives us an opportunity to dream and vision a better future. So I think, for the most part, anything burning in your heart that you want to adjust or change, that is the moment where everybody's open to thinking about new things.
Good.
So, but once a plan gets set in place, I think proper planning, you know, dictates that we did good planning, so we got to follow the plan, unless there's something so significant in the plan that we shouldn't it, you know, but for the most part, then we didn't plan well. But in which case, I think there's a place for the timing. The other one was, I think in general here, we're in a very empowering culture. We have the privilege of being in an environment where our leaders trust us so much. And I think we need to learn not to take advantage of that. In general, most of us who end up in an administrative function tend to be the more detailed ones, at least, but that's a generalization, not a norm. But in general, we find ourselves dealing with the details more than the average pastor, because they're dealing with the people aspect more. So, you know, it's that situation. I always find that the regular times I do have to update and inform and bring up matters is always better than not letting them know.
Right.
So It's really more scheduling regular time for quick updates. Good. And it's the trust level so high, they go, is everything okay?
Good.
And if I say everything's okay, they trust it.
Good, good.
But that said, I'm the one who says, you know, I'm really excited about this, or I have a concern about this. And I'm the one who, I honor the trust by letting them know if there's something significant that I know needs to go through their ears. And I don't know how many times they've sat me down and said, okay, I need you to be clear. This is already within your scope to decide. I don't need to hear about that aspect because that's I know you can handle that. So, but the me clarifying it regularly defines it also for them and for me. They've empowered
that's
me
good.
To do that. So,
Thank
I don't
you,
know if
Carlos.
That helps. So.
Good. Yes, Lynn?
Yeah, just jumping off of something Carlos said, I think for me, what I found is that I also try to, you know, respect the time of our apostolic team. But what I've noticed is, like Carlos was saying, they generally don't want to hear all the details. They don't want to know, I don't even usually want to know the details, but the but to me, what I try to do is not bring them into anything that is like detail or operational, but if it's really a major, if it's a philosophical question, if it's a major, but like financial risk question,
good.
Or you know, something about, you know, is this the strategic direction we should be taking? Is this something that is really within the scope of our ministry? Is this something that really is, you know, is a risk that is, I'm not sure if this is beyond what we can take on. You know, those are the type of really big picture, strategic, directional decisions where sometimes, you know, I don't feel comfortable making that decision on my own.
In those cases,
you know, if I say, like, I really need 30 minutes, they'll always give it to
that's
you.
That's good. That's good. Well, last one.
Yeah, in response lang to Gigi's question.
Yeah.
When it comes to the senior, I have two thoughts. When it comes to the senior pastor, we might think that their default is spiritual, but it comes with the territory that they have to be aware of the management aspect of running.
Especially if it's strategic, diba?
Yes.
Will
so,
affect the strategic.
So despite the idea that they're focused on the spiritual, they need to be updated on what's happening in the operational level. Pero
not the details naman.
The natural, the earth, on earth.
On the, ano, what they call it.
Tapos when it comes to escalating, I don't know who I learned it from, maybe from you. Yung, I choose what to escalate and what not to escalate.
Correct, very good. Correct.
If I can solve the problem, maybe they'll hear about it, but it's already solved. Or it's just a post-mortem report.
That's good.
Yeah.
Tama. All right. Yes, Cricket, last one.
Actually, I also choose what to escalate. But when I do escalate it, I already have all the possible solutions.
Yeah, that's the
you
that's
know,
a key.
So that they're not brainstorming with me, but I'm saying, oh, you know, but this is what happened. These are the options. And if you do this, this is parang the scenario. So actually, I give them the whole big picture so that when they do set a direction,
that's good,
where they're comfortable in, then it's easier for me and him or the boss to
that's good.
Say.
So I agree with those, no? So at the end of the day, number one, it's really choosing the battles that you would want to really face together with your leaders. So, prioritize lang natin. Big rocks ba siya or pebbles?
Yeah.
Eh, kung pebbles lang, huwag na natin siyang anuhin. Kung rocks talaga na may impact, dahil i-demanda yung whatever, or, you know, dahil, kasi, like, vendors, di ba, may legal na siya. So, escalate it, right? And of course, yun na nga, I like what she mentioned. At the end of the day, your leader, you know, expected from a leader, you contribute to the solutions, not just to the problem. Tapos ako naman, timing din. I always do it timing din. Like me, part of my, you know, whenever I update them, aside from the formal updates, I do catch up, you know, coffees with them. So sometimes, you know, it's part of our routine. Oh, so let's have a coffee, Starbucks, then it's a ground floor. Then, you know, sometimes casually we would discuss them. Pero again, not the details, but rather the rocks. Focus on the rocks, so to speak. So, are we okay with initiation? So now the tool that we're going to apply in the project initiation, ako, I feel strongly about project charters. So like in my mission team, whenever I lead, I would always have that presentation to my pastors and to the team. So this is our objective. just to equip, to evangelize, to engage, that's it. So if we're gonna go to Bangkok, just to engage with the couple, Jonas and Janice lang, yun lang gagawin natin for 2 weeks. We'll go to spa with them, we'll go, you know, let the kids, yun lang ang gagawin natin. It's only making sure that the couple, the pastors are refreshed and energized, that's it. So if you kung gusto nyong mag-engage with the campuses, go to the next batch. But for us, as couples, that's why we're going to this mission trip, we wanna refresh the pastors, that's it. So put that in the charter, so that the expectations are also managed. Okay, you put it there. Because otherwise, you know, the team are going out with the pastor. See, Pastor Jonathan likes to go on video, okay? Tapos the others are going to the campuses, doing engaging, na nagbi-victory weekend na. Eh, wala na. It's out of the scope. Okay? So whatever. Maybe retreat also. What's the scope? So you always define it there. So in the project charter, you document the existence of your project. That the team is existing because this is formally documented because of this charter. In this charter, you authorize the project to kick off and use the organization's resources. Okay, you're gonna be recruiting people from the church to join this project team. You're gonna be using the facilities of the church for your weekly meetings. You're gonna be using the letterhead of the church to solicit funds. So you put it there in the charter. And of course, it would show and identify who are the sponsors, the project manager, and the team. Sometimes you put here already the timeline or certain action items that you want to achieve. But again, project charter, medyo fluid naman yan, because somewhere along the way, you're gonna be changing it also. You just wanna make sure that you document the existence of that project, right? So here, of course, you always put there the rationale, the business case, why are you putting up with this project. The objectives, the benefits, the projected costs and resources needed. And as I mentioned, pwede nyo nang, you can already put there certain action items that you want to implement. Okay? So some tips or pointers. Number one, as I always mention, in every project sponsor is really very integral. So sponsor should be there. If he has to sign it. Much, much better. It's a documented and approved project charter, which will provide better chances of success for the project. Especially in my organization, if it's not documented, whenever you follow up, whenever you get resources, it will not be approved. They're gonna be asking, okay, before I release the budget, where's the project charter? If you're gonna be pulling out people from my team, where's your project charter? Why will I pull out my people to go to your meetings if there's no approved project charter? So, in my organization, this is very, very helpful because for me as a project manager, I have the power and authority to really push the envelope. Hey, you know, you told in this project charter, your director approved that I will get two of your people. So release them to me now. Okay? Yeah. In my project charter, it's approved that we're going to go to Singapore. So we need the budget right now. Okay? Because this is really approved and support. That's why project sponsor is very, very important. All right? So carefully, sabi ko nga dito, carefully identify the project team. Okay? So these are certain tips that I would like to share with you, best practice for me. In my initiation stage, these three things are very important. The documented project charter, of course, it's supposed to be approved. So whenever I route it to the other units, I can always share it as a proof. Right? I have the right to get that resources because this has been approved by the business. And then lastly, the project team. Yeah. They should really be carefully selected and thought of. So as we end this one, we have actually a quick exercise there. So it's basically more of a form that you can use. So we're not gonna go through the exercises na lang so that we can focus on the discussions. But you know, moving forward, that could be a template that you can use. So you may change it according to your template here. Maybe you have an existing project charter already. It's just that reiterating, whenever you start a project, start with a project charter.